Well, greetings everyone. Tonight it's Pastor Buddy joining you live on WWCR around the world on the transmitting Jewel of the South, and we've got a great message for you tonight. Part 4 of The Secret on the Mountain. Ladies and gentlemen, you know, we've got the devil on the run. The devil is a liar and the father of it. And they that love a lie are the children of the devil. And ladies and gentlemen, you can believe one thing tonight, and that's for sure. The devil has got a lot of people that worship God. Did you know that Satan doesn't mind you worshiping God? Cain worshiped the Eternal One. All of Satan's children desire to worship, but they worship in a seem right way. And we have proven beyond a shadow of a doubt that the Bethlehem in Judea is not the birthplace of the Messiah. We have proven it beyond a shadow of a doubt, and we're going to nail the lid shut on the issue here tonight on WWCR around the world with the Shepherd's Call and Pastor Buddy. And we are glad to have you in here. This is the 11th month, and it is the 16th day, and we're live here on Sunday night with the message. We're going to go right to the meat of our text tonight. The word Ephraim, Strong's number 669. Now, if we go to the book of Ruth, we're going to find three very important men in the Bible. Now, remember, Jacob slept on the stone at Bethel. This is the birthright, the kinsman redeemer and territory. We're going to prove that this is where that Ruth was at the threshing floor at Bethel, Bethlehem, Ephratah. Not Bethlehem, Judea. It wasn't even on the map according to the Israeli archaeologist that said that there was no town of Bethlehem, Judea at the time. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a very deceptive people that would love to have or steal what we call the birthright. And so then, by the time that we get through with this series, we're going to finalize the truth of the real Bethlehem. As we had asked you in part one, will the real Bethlehem be revealed? And we think in this five-part series that we are going to do on this subject, that we have proven beyond a shadow of a doubt that the true Bethlehem is north of Jerusalem, not south, as is supposed by the Pharisees, the scribes, and the Sadducees, who love the chief seats, and they love to be greeted in the marketplace, and they love the distinction of having the honor of being the birthright people. Now, let me give you what Strong's number 669 will tell you as we go to the book of Ruth. We're going to visit the book of Ruth, and we're going to visit Rachel's grave at Bethlehem. Ladies and gentlemen, did you know that the scriptures being entirely revealing, if we use the old search habit, here a little and there a little, it is very revealing when you put things in order, and the Bible was written with a mystery about it. Ephraim, Strong's number 669, is a dual of a masculine form of 672, which means double fruit or Ephraim, a son of Joseph. Listen to this now. A son of Joseph. Also, the tribe descended from him and its territory. Oh, that's very important. I want you to get that now. And its territory. Ephraim. Ephraimites or Ephratites. Well, ladies and gentlemen, here in the book of Ruth, let me read chapter 1, verse 1. Now, it came to pass in the days when the judges ruled that there was a famine in the land, and a certain man of Bethlehem, Judea, Bethlehem, then there is what is a dash between Bethlehem, Judea, went into a sojourn in the country of Moab, he and his wife and two sons, and the man's name was Elimelech, and the man's wife was Naomi, and the name of his two sons, Mahlon and Chilion, Ephraimites of Bethlehem, should be descending sons of the territory. Although, ladies and gentlemen, they have put Judah in here for obvious reason. This is the scribe's work. These are Ephraimites, and they knew, the scribes knew. And you ought to know that tonight, ladies and gentlemen. You need to know the truth. If it's Ephraimites, then it should be from the territory of Ephraim, whether they were living down in Judah or not. These Ephraimites were descendants of Joseph. And so then, these are the ones that we're going to deal with primarily and show you that the Bethlehem of the northern territory of Ephraim, Strong's number 669, fruitful, double fruitful. We're going to show you some of these towns that are famous and yet obscure. They're famous only at the time of the writers. Now they've become obscure by the lying pen of the scribes who Christ warned us to watch for. They came unto the country of Moab, and they continued there. Now, notice this. We're going to, for time's sake, we're going to quickly get over to verse 22. Now, this is in chapter 1. And so Naomi returned, and Ruth the Moabitess, and that Moabitess is not, it wasn't because she was a Moabite, it was because she was an Israelite living in the occupied land of Moab, her daughter-in-law with her, which returned out of the country of Moab, and they came to Bethlehem at the beginning of barley harvest. Now, I want you to remember that's very important here as we trace the identity and the nationality and the tribal distinction of the ones that are in line for the birthright. Ladies and gentlemen, the birthright went to the house of Joseph. Strong's number 669 means that the word Ephratite over here, Ephratites, Strong's number 669, 670, and 672 and 673. You look all four of those up, and you're going to find out in 673, it's a descending son, as it says here, or a fruitful extension of Joseph. And this would be in order for the house of Ruth to become blood kin to the promised Messiah. Because in Genesis chapter 49, verses 24, we read that the stone shepherd would come out of the house of Joseph. And yet we're made to believe that he would come out of the house of Judah. Ladies and gentlemen, what's wrong? Deception and a way that seems right, and the slight cunning craftiness and the lying pen of the scribes have fixed it in the relationship of the words, as they have smoothed these things over for you. and lied to you and said that Christ would be born in Bethlehem of Judea, which is the pen of the scribes, the lying tongue of the scribes. We have give you the word Ephrah, means fruitful. Ephratite is a descendant of the fruitful land, of the birthright descendant of the house of Joseph. And so then, the whole book of Ruth is identifying a people of the house of Joseph, according to the Strong's numbers. Now, if you look at some of the words, don't let the words throw you. Do your work. Do your homework. And study with Pastor Buddy. We have a teaching on this very in-depth. If you was to come to some of the festivals, we get into some of these secret things that are not revealed in your common church world. Because the Christian church goes with tradition. Here in another month, they'll be putting up a Christmas tree. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that's not according to the Bible. The Bible's even against it, but they'll be doing it. They don't make it right. And the traditions that you've learned, and that Christ would be born in Bethlehem, Judea, and you'll have little manger scenes and little plastic Jesuses laying in the manger at Bethlehem, Judea. Silent night, holy night, in the hills of Bethlehem, Judea. I don't think so, ladies and gentlemen. I believe that the true Bethlehem is right here, according to the book of Ruth, in verse 22, at the beginning of barley harvest, Naomi and Ruth went to Bethlehem, not Bethlehem, Judea, because we're going to prove to you once and for all that the Bethlehem up in the northern country, this is above Jerusalem, north. We're going to give you the towns. We're going to show you where Rachel, the wife of Jacob, the beloved, we're going to show you where she died, and we're going to show you where she's buried. Not where you think. And so then, people that believe that she's buried in Bethlehem, Judea, and if you went over on a tour, they would take you down to Bethlehem, Judea, and show you Rachel's grave. Well, ladies and gentlemen, according to the Bible, Rachel's grave is not in Bethlehem, Judea. And Genesis 35:9, we're going to go right back there just in a moment, and we're going to show you the scriptures in 35:9. Let's go there just right now. And again, let's rehearse as we did in part 3. And Jacob came with all of his people, and they came to Luz, which is in the land of Canaan, that is Bethel. And they journeyed from Bethel, and there was but a little way to come to Ephrah. And Rachel travailed, and she had hard labor. And it came to pass that while she was in hard labor, that the midwife said unto her, Fear not, for thou shalt have this son also. And it came to pass, as her soul was in departing, for she died, as she gave birth to Ben-Yamin, she called him Ben-Oman, and his father called him Ben-Yamin. And Rachel died and was buried in the way to Ephrah, which is Bethlehem. So now listen, ladies and gentlemen, the Bible says that she was buried in Ephrah, which is Bethlehem, which was buried by the way to Ephrah, which is Bethlehem. And Jacob set up a pillar to the grave, and it's there this day. Now, we're going to find out where that's at, and you're going to be shocked. It's not in Bethlehem, Judea. Well, you say, now, Pastor, but it had to be in Bethlehem, Judea, bless God. You know Christ was a Jew because the Bible says he was. Well, you see, what you think the Bible says doesn't necessarily make it say what it don't say. There is a way that seemeth right, and I told you about a people that wanted you to believe that they are the birthright people in Revelation chapter 2. Now, listen to me. And we're not going to throw off on the house of Judah, but we're going to show you that some people that claim to be Jews are not. In 2 and 9, it says, I know them that are liars. You mean the Bible talks about liars, Pastor Buddy? Yes, and it talks about the scribes doing the lying. It calls the scribes liars. Well, if the scribes are responsible for scribing the Bible and describing to you some of the places and towns and getting you to think, since they miss the scribe, this is the disinformation system that we have going on today, ladies and gentlemen. These people that are still lying and disinformationists who are very expert because they've been lying so long that that's what liars do. They lie, and Christ called them liars in John 8:44. I know your father. He was a liar and a murderer. A liar and a murderer. So the Bible is intensely relating to you that you better watch the lying pen of the scribes. That's somebody that has had access to the love letter here. And this is what Pastor Buddy is trying to tell you with all of my heart and all of my soul to set the record straight. You better be prepared to know that it ain't everything that says, Lord, Lord, that's going to enter into the kingdom, and it certainly ain't every word in the Bible is true. You say, oh, Pastor Buddy, I know you're a false prophet now, buddy. Every word in that Bible's true, bless God. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that can't be right. Somebody's lied in the Bible. It is a Bible that has been taken over it's God's Word through the prophets that spoke. As I told you, that Micah spoke in 5 and 2 and said that she would be, Mary would give birth to the child. We're going to show you right where it was at, that she gave birth. It was just right down the hill from Bethel. They were at Bethel and they journeyed but just a little way down the mountain of Ephraim, Joseph at that time. Actually, it was the land that was given to Joseph. It wasn't Joseph's land at the time. It was Jacob's land, but Jacob gave it to his birthright son, which was Joseph. And then Joseph, being a descendant of the house of David, and I'm going to prove tonight that the house of David's from the book of Ruth, and the book of Ruth, every one of them's Ephraimites, and every one that inherited the birthright was Ephraimites. And I've done give you the Strong's number according to the wording, not according to the sayings. It says Bethlehem, Judea, but you gotta understand that an Ephraimite can't be from Bethlehem, Judea. He had to go back to his home territory. He couldn't possess land. Now listen to me. An Ephraimite could not possess 1 acre, 1 parcel of land in Judah if he didn't have his birth record from his tribe. And this is why it was so very important, because they kept meticulous birth records of the tribal distinction of where each man and woman, in some cases, if there were no males to succeed, a woman could have succession. That's according to the book of Deuteronomy. The law is very explaining the law, it is very explicit as it tells you the directions of how to go when there is no male in the downline of the genealogy, then there has to be a female. And in this case, there was no male in Christ's bloodline, because the father of the child that was born on the mountain of Bethel in the territory of Joseph Ephraim Oh my, just where the Bible said, but you ought to know that the lion pen of the scribes would change that and redirect the scriptures to somewhere else. And it's for a reason. Revelation 2 and 9 says, I know those that say they're Jews or not, but are liars and are out of the synagogue of Satan. The synagogue of Satan? You mean they were satanic beings in the church where you went? When you would do good, evil's always present. When Christ walked in, he knew where the devil's seat was at. And he knew the devil. And the devil knew him. And they tried to kill him and do away with him. Said, this is the inheritor. Come, inheritor of what? Inheritor of the birthright on the mountain of Bethel where the birthright territory is. Come, let us kill him and we'll have it. And that's exactly what they done to your Messiah, an Ephraimite from the house of Joseph, come to fulfill the prophecies, the scriptures, and the prophets. The prophets didn't lie. It was the scribes that misquoted them. Matthew chapter 2, verses 1 and 2, the lion pen of the scribes was at work when they said he was going to be born in Bethlehem, Judea. That's impossible. That's not where Joseph, that's not where Jacob was. That's not where Mary was. They were somewhere else. It was only 7 miles from Nazareth, the city where they dwelt, but he had to go pay his taxes at Bethel or Bethlehem. Not down in South Judah, but in his hometown territory, because he was a descendant. The Bible says that Joseph was a descendant of the house of David, and so was Mary. And so then, they would have to be descendants of the Messiah from the bloodline of Ruth, and we're going to prove to you that the bloodline of Ruth right here, I'm going to show you where she's buried, Rachel, the mother. We're going to give you those texts. And Jacob set a pillar as the place where Yahweh had talked with him, and he poured oil, and it was at Bethel, which is Bethlehem. And you're thinking down there in South Judah, you're thinking wrong. Because he was at Bethel. That's in northern Galilee. Was Christ a Galilean? Yes, he was. Was there a controversy about it being a Galilean? Yes, there was. The Pharisees didn't believe he was. They're on record there in the 7th chapter of the book of John as saying that he wasn't. But he was. And he was born right here, and he was kin to these, as we read in Ephraim 669 in the book of Ruth. We're going to read that the nearest kinsman to Ruth refused to buy the land because we had to have a nearest kinsman when Naomi and Ruth decided to sell the land that belonged to Elimelech. Now listen to this now. Now let me give you some strictly the things that are very deep in the law. But this can be proven beyond a shadow of a doubt. Ladies and gentlemen, Naomi and Ruth could not sell the land to any Tom, Dick, and Harry like you do today. The land belonged to Yahweh and it was tribal. And Yahweh designated this land into the tribes. And so an Ephraimite, a Josephite, could not sell land to a Judite. A Judite could not sell land to an Ephraimite. And so nobody had any possession out of their tribes. You had to inherit in the tribe you were from. Otherwise, you had no land. And Naomi and Ruth decided to sell the land that belonged to Elimelech, Mahlon, and Chilion. Ladies and gentlemen, And once that they decided to do this, the historian Josephus explains that in this case, the nearest kinsman would customarily have the first option to buy the land. And this is exactly what happened. But he would also be expected to marry Ruth. That's in the Book of Antiquities of Josephus in verse 9 of chapter 4. And the nearest kinsman to Ruth, who refused to buy the land because in raising up an heir to Mahlon, he would have married his own inheritance or marred his own inheritance. Ruth chapter 4 verse 6. In other words, any children born to him and Ruth would be heirs of all his fortune, therefore making it impossible for him to give an inheritance to those out of his family name. That's why it was necessary for the brother or the next of kin. This is why we're called a kinsman redeemer. Now, the nearest kin, since he had children, says, I forego buying the land. Let the next of kin have it. Now enter, as we turn to the fourth chapter, and read the fourth chapter of the book of Ruth. It's very enlightening. Boaz went up to the gate and sat down before the kinsman, of whom Boaz spake, and came by and said unto them, Ho, such a one, turn aside and sit down here. And he turned aside, and he took 10 men of the elders of the city, and said, Sir, sit ye here down. And they sat down, and he said unto him, The kinsman unto Naomi that is come again out of the country of Moab sells a parcel of land which was belonged to our brother Amalek. Now let's go back to chapter 1 again to give you this. Let this slowly sink into your spiritual memory banks. This is very important. He sells a parcel of land. Naomi and Ruth were selling it. And it was customary for the inheritor of that land of Amalek to marry the deceased son, the son of the kinsman, to marry his widow, which would be Ruth. And I thought to advertise it to you, saying, buy it before the inhabitants and before the elders of my people. See, that's very important, right? Our people. Only the Ephraimites could bid on the land, and they had to be kin. Now, are you listening to me here tonight? They had to be kinsmen out of the house of Strong's number 669, 670, 671 and 672 and 673. Read all three of those, or four of those, and you'll get the message of what Pastor Buddy's trying to give you tonight. Ephraimites, Ephratites, Ephra, fruitful, double fruitful, a descendant of Joseph. And I am here, if nobody will redeem it. And they said, well, there's none here to redeem it beside thee, and I am after thee. This is what Boaz told his next of kin. The closer kin was eligible to buy the land. And he said, if you want, I will redeem it. Verse 4. Then said Boaz, What day thou buyest the field? Of the hand of Naomi, thou must also buy it also of Ruth, the wife of the dead, to raise up the name. See, there it is. So that there will be an inheritance in the house of Joseph Ephraim. Ladies and gentlemen, somebody is trying to steal the inheritance out of the land of Joseph. It's not legal, and the lying pen of the scribes have got away with convincing you that Christ was a Jew out of the house of Bethlehem, Judea, when in fact, the inheritance discussion is up in Bethel, Bethlehem, northern kingdom, out of the inheritance of Joseph. Oh my! And the kinsman said, I cannot redeem it for myself. Now this is the nearest kin. Lest I mar my own inheritance. But you can redeem and have my right to redeem it to thyself, for I cannot redeem it. Now this was the manner in the former time in Israel concerning redeeming and concerning changing. For to confirm all things, a man plucked his shoe off his shoe and gave it to his neighbor, and this was a testimony in Israel. Therefore the kinsman said unto Boaz, buy it for you. And so he drew off his shoe. Oh my. And Boaz said to the elders, all Ephraimites, ladies and gentlemen, had to be. Remember, you can't inherit out of your tribal position of the kinsman. The land must remain in its proper place. And this was designed, and Satan knew that, and that's why that he encouraged the pen of the lion, pen of the scribes, to change the place where Christ was actually born and birthed into the kinsman territory of Joseph, down to southern Judah, so that the lion pen of the Jews could inherit. Can't you see this? Oh my! Hallelujah! And Boaz said unto the elders and to all the people, Boaz, what was Boaz? He was an Ephraimite. Ladies and gentlemen, it's so plain and so simple, and the Bible is so revealing, but people will not take time to study. They just take the lion pen of the scribes of Matthew chapter 2, where it says, oh, he's going to be born in Bethlehem, Judea, for thus saith the prophets. No, the prophets didn't say that. And I've proven it to you as we went to Micah chapter 5, verse 2, and we're going to put the clincher on it. As we find the grave of Rachel is not in Bethlehem, Judea. It's somewhere else. And it's up in the territory of Joseph and Benjamin. Right on the border of Benjamin, where Rachel died, giving birth to her son Binyamin. Right at the border of Ephraim, right down the hill from Bethel, Bethlehem, is right where they buried Rachel, a little way from Bethlehem in Bethel. And now the house of bread and the house of the spirit manifestation of inheritance is making itself known through the revelation of Pastor Buddy and the Shepherd's Call. And you will hear it only on the Shepherd's Call with Pastor Buddy. Nobody else will preach this. They don't have, number one, the intestinal fortitude. They're afraid of their church position. Well, I'm not afraid of the church position, because I'm not in the church. I'm outside the church. I'm preaching in the streets. I'm calling to the people. To be in the church, you've got to have a 501(c). And you know what a 501(c) does and demands? Well, Pastor Buddy, I can't meet those qualifications. And so therefore, I don't have a 501(c) exemption. That is the United States government to recognize me as a tax-exempt status. I don't make millions of dollars so that I need a tax exemption by the government. My qualification is from the Bible. Moreover, listen to this. As he pulled off his shoe, now as the manner of those in Israel for redeeming. Therefore the kinsman said unto Boaz, buy it for yourself, and he drew off his shoe. Verse 8. And Boaz said unto the elders and to all the people, you are witnesses this day that I have bought all that was Amalek's. Now, go back again and look at the word Amalek in chapter 1. And see what nationality that he was, or from what tribe he was from. We know he was an Israelite. Now we find something very interesting. Moreover, Ruth the Moabitess, the wife of Mahlon, have I purchased to be my wife. He bought her with the land. She came with the land, so that there could be an inheritance raised up on this land, and this was Christ's kinsman. Not out of Bethlehem, Judea, but out of Bethlehem, Ephratah, or out of the mountain of Bethel, which is Bethlehem, according to Genesis 35:19, which is north of Jerusalem, not south. Bethlehem, Judea, is south of Jerusalem, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking about 30-mile difference between the two points here. Moreover, Ruth the Moabite, the wife of Mahlon, have I purchased to be my wife, to raise up the name of the dead upon his inheritance. Had to be from the inheritance of the house of Joseph, because we're talking about Ephraimites. Oh my, what revealing things. And all the people that were in the gate of the elder said, "We are witnesses. Yahweh, make thee the woman that is coming to thine house like Rachel." Oh, really? Uh-huh. "And like Leah, which too did build the house of Israel." See, that's the two women that built the house of Israel. The southern house was Leah's, and the northern house was Rachel's. Well, what tribe do you think that the kinsman redeemer would come out of? Ladies and gentlemen, he had to come out of the northern tribe of Joseph to have the inheritance and the birthright. And it's very plain and self-explanatory if you stop and pause and get your mind out of the Pharisee bucket. They've been baptized in the bucket of Phariseeism. "Well, my preacher said this." Your preacher's a liar. And he's the father of it if he won't preach the truth. "Make him worthy in Ephratah, and to be famous in Bethlehem." There it is again. Bethlehem and Ephratah synonymous. Genesis 35:19. He was on the hill of Bethel. The mountain of Bethel. The mountain that became Joseph, Ephraim. And here it is, ladies and gentlemen. Now we get the genealogy. So Boaz took Ruth, and she was his wife. And he went into her, and Yahweh gave her conception, and she bore a son. And the woman said unto Naomi, "Blessed be Yahweh, which hath not left thee without this day a kinsman, that his name may be famous in Israel." I wonder who they were talking about. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we'll find out. Let's go on. Verse 15. And he shall be unto thee a restorer of thy life, and a nourisher of thine old age. For thy daughter-in-law, which loveth thee, which is better to thee than seven sons, hath bore him. And Naomi took the child, and laid it in her bosom, and became the nurse unto this child. Now, who was this child? Do you really want to know? You might not want to know. It might upset your thinking. Because if you've ever thought that David was a Jew, and you've ever been persuaded to think that David was a Jew, you might have to rethink your thinking. Here the nurse, Naomi, the grandmother of this child. This child was from Ruth and from Boaz. Boaz was a kinsman out of Elimelech's family tree, which was Ephraim, Joseph. Became the nurse and the woman to her neighbors, and they called his name Obed. He is the father of Jesse, the father of David. Right there it is, ladies and gentlemen. Now, verse 18 is so marvelous how these lying scribes have inserted verse 18. "And these are the generations of Perez. Perez begat Hezron. And Hezron begot Ram, and Ram begot, and so on and so forth. And Salem begot Boaz, and Boaz begot Obed." They're trying to show you that the bloodline of Obed was from Perez. And ladies and gentlemen, this is where we have caught the lion pen of the scribes. As we are talking about Ephraimites, and there's not supposed to be any Judites in here. And Obed begot Jesse, and Jesse begot David. And David had to be a succeeding son in the bloodline of Christ, and he was, out of the house of Ephraim. Now there was a certain man of Ramathiah Zophim of Mount Ephraim, and his name was Elkiah, the son of Joram, the son of Elihu, the son of Tophu, the son of Zup, an Ephraimite. There it is again. Ladies and gentlemen, now this is who bore Samuel. And Samuel, we're going to show you that Samuel was a prophet. And we're going to show you where Rachel's grave is right now, ladies and gentlemen, as we've almost come to the point of the finalness of our message. Let us finalize it right now. And let me show you where that Rachel died. She's not down in Bethlehem, Judea. I'm sorry. She was in the territory of her two sons. She was right on the border of Benjamin and buried right on the line in the mountains of Ephraim. And Samuel took a vial of oil and poured it upon the head of Saul and kissed him and said, "It is not because Yahweh hath anointed thee to be captain over his inheritance." There it is again, that word inheritance. Now, ladies and gentlemen, Saul was from the house of Rachel. He was a Benjamite, the son of the left hand. "When thou art departed from me today, son of the right hand," that sat on the left, Joseph sat on the right, "when thou art departed from me today, then thou shalt find two men by Rachel's grave in the border of Benjamin at Zelzah. And they will say unto thee, 'The asses which thou wantest and the seek are found, and lo, thy father hath left the care of thy asses and sorrowth for you, saying, What shall I do, my son?'" Ladies and gentlemen, somebody's lost their asses, and Pastor Buddy is trying to help you find yourself here in this mystery upon the mountain of Bethel. And if you will pay strict biblical attention, not a way that seems right, but strict biblical attention to the scriptures, you'll find out that Rachel was buried in the territory, not of Judah, but in the territory of Benjamin and Ephraim, her two sons. So the inheritance of the house of David had to come from this mountain. This is the mountain, as we go quickly to Jeremiah chapter 31, and we will give you a scripture here in 31, and show you that there are things that are happening. Ladies and gentlemen, verse 15 of Jeremiah 31. "Thus saith Yahweh, a voice was heard in Ramah," not Bethlehem, Judea, Ramah, right where Rachel was buried, "lamentation and bitter weeping. Rachel weeping for her children, refused to be comforted for her children because they were not." In Ramah, she was buried in the territory, right on the border of Benjamin and Joseph, the two inheriting sons of the birthright son. We're going to go quickly now over to chapter 11 of John, and we've got to close it out. I'm going to do one more part on this to show you about the things that are necessary to prove to you. Now, verse 54. It says, Jesus therefore walked no more openly among the Jews, but went into a country near to the wilderness, into a city called Ephraim. And there he continued with his disciples. Ladies and gentlemen, he went to a city of his birth, up in the hills of Ephraim, at Bethel, where Jacob made the covenant promise that the stone the builders would refuse would become the head of the corner. And right here, they have just condemned him to die. And it's something about a dying man wants to go back to where he came from. And he went right back to Ephraim, the city called Ephraim. You've never heard of it. You've always heard of that city called Bethlehem, Judea, and you've been made to believe that that city is the birthplace of Christ. Listen in Rama. Something very interesting for you. This is a city where Samuel the prophet and Deborah the priestess, where she prophesied and where she held court. This was in the land of Joseph Ephraim, the birthright territory. The great prophet Samuel was an Ephraimite. Ladies and gentlemen, the town that he was from, the town has been identified with the modern Nabi, the Sawell. The prophet Samuel was born there, and it's approximately 6 miles northwest of Jerusalem. 6 miles west of Jerusalem. Now, in Genesis 35:19, it states that Rachel was buried in Bethlehem. And in 1 Samuel chapter 10, verse 2, it says that it was someplace different. But is that just another word for this city which has changed its locale right down the hill? And I tell you, and let me give you the city. The two heights of the Zophites, or the watchers in the land of Zup, in 1 Samuel 1, verses 9 through 5, Rathamothan is another name for Rama. To them, it is in a district assigned in Ephraim. There you are, ladies and gentlemen, from which it was called the land of Zuph, and hence the name of the town, Zophraim. And here is one final thought that I could throw in. The name Zimmerman, which is the city in its modern term, is that of Miriam, or the Virgin Mary. Oh my. Ladies and gentlemen, the truth will make you free. All you've got to do is have it and be man or woman enough to stand against the tide and the tradition that Rachel was buried north of Jerusalem in the border of Bethel at Bethlehem in the north country. And ladies and gentlemen, Strong's don't lie. The numbers add up. The inheritance adds up. Christ was a descendant of this inheritance. He was an Ephraimite from the house of Joseph. He spent his last days of his life in the city of Ephraim, the fruitful one. And the Bible says that he would become a fruitful bough whose branches would run over the wall. He's caught you tonight, I hope, with the truth. And the branch of the revelation of the Holy Spirit in Shekinah has got down in your life. Ladies and gentlemen, if you'd like to write me tonight, I've got to close it out. You can write Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee, the zip 37824. Now, for you that have ordered the series, we've extended it out for two more. We thought we'd do a three-part, but it's so important to preach this in its entirety. Most of the time, I don't give this deep a revelation. I save it for the eyes and ears of those who are worthy. But I'll give you a few little tidbits of information that we'll share. We have many more truths and proofs, positive, that we could share with you. But we'll do it in a way that we won't load the enemy with a weapon that they could use against us. We know we have plenty of enemies out there. Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee, the zip. Now, the zip is 37824. 37824. That's New Tazewell, Tennessee. 37824. And you need to call us tonight at area code 423-626-2172. I'll be getting this message out to all of our tithers and subscribers and those who would like to know the truth about the Kinsman Redeemer. You can have it at our conclusion. That'll be next Sunday night when we finish the five-part series out with the city of Ephraim and the birthright sons that inherit through the house of Joseph of Genesis chapter 49, verse 24. The stone shepherd, ladies and gentlemen, the stones are crying out. And this is the stone that has a history so I could preach for ages on this. It's wonderful, joy unspeakable, and it is full of glory. Hallelujah. If you'd like to have the entire series, like I say, you just hold on, write Pastor Buddy, and we'll get it out to you as soon as we finish this one up. Ladies and gentlemen, the five-part series on the secret in the mountain will show you the name of Yahweh and Ephraim embedded by the hand of Yahweh. It is magnificent. It is magnanimous. It is miraculous. Hallelujah, how that Yahweh has wrote his name in the mountains. There, ladies and gentlemen, is the name of the King of Kings. And one of these days, he's coming back. And you'll know him when he comes. He's the Alpha and Omega. He's the beginning and he's the end. He's the one that is to come, ladies and gentlemen. Well, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. John Boy is coming on here tonight and creating his Clearwater Revival, and he's going to take us out. If you need to call me at area code 423-626-2172. Now, that's area code 423-626-2172, or you can write me, Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee. If you'd like to call my sponsor tonight, Dr. Gary, 877-289-7439, wonderful man, or Brother Paul, his number is 1-800-253-2748 for STEM Tech. We'll see you next Sunday night, live on WWCR. We're coming to you on WWCR around the world on the transmitting Jewel of the South. Yahweh bless you. Hallelujah.